at your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
All right, good morning. Welcome, St. Louis. Welcome to the KMOX Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and I am so thrilled to be here with you on this beautiful, beautiful day, ready to dive into all your home improvement questions. You know, whether you are tackling a DIY project, planning a major renovation, or just maybe need some tips on getting your home in tip-top shape, I'm here for you. You can give me a call right here today, 314-436-7900. Let's get those projects moving for you. And remember, your dream home is just one phone call away. So anything you need, from a fixing a leaky faucet to designing a dream kitchen, there is no project here today that is too big or too small for us to tackle. And no Cardinal baseball again till 5-6 o'clock this evening. So we've got a full 2 hours ready for you. Anything you need, you can give me a call again, 314-436-7900. Let's make your home the best it can be. I love it. Right here on KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. And Memorial Day weekend, we got a long weekend. We get to celebrate, barbecue, spend some time with our families. But don't forget to honor those fallen soldiers who died while serving, while protecting our freedom, so that we can talk about our homes, live the lives that we live, and just have a great time. I appreciate it. I love making sure that we do this and that we get to do this, because it is, to me, extremely, extremely important, and it's just a super great thing to do. And talking about kind of super great things and really trying to help people out and just do the best things possible for everyone out there that we can, something that's been instilled in me over the past almost 23 years here at Mosby and with Scott Mosby and Judy Mosby and the whole team there, how the company culture, everything we do and what we've done from day one to be better and change and keep the culture going and all that. I spoke with a client on the way here today, and I say client, we haven't actually really done any work for her yet. We've kind of talked about some different things, but she is a really big KMOX listener, and she had called into our office asking about the Riddex recipe and saying, you know, I got some of this Riddex, and Scott had always talked about going and using this recipe to keep the pipes clean inside your home and everything. And she said, I'm just curious, because I haven't heard it in so long, what is that recipe and how should I do that? So, of course, at the office, they sent me a message yesterday and said, hey, here's name, number, all this. Can you give her a call? And so I called her today on the way here and just had a quick conversation about it. And she just absolutely was the kindest person and touched my heart with the compliment she gave me back for what I do here, you know, every week, every Saturday, and just having the fortitude to call her back and have a conversation about this. And I was like, wow. And I actually said, I don't even think I could remember all these words and or have people even maybe believe me. But so I'm going to send her some stuff where she can put in like a Google review for what we do here, because I think that's a great way to really spread that word and hopefully get some people out there. And finding this stuff out and understanding what we do and what the real goal and mission here is for the show and for what I do on a daily basis with Mosby Building Arts and what I'm trying to accomplish. So I think it was just a really great thing that really hit home with me. So from my mother raising me all the way through being reinforced, getting into a company with owners that are the same way and want to do the right thing and really make things better for everyone around them. Just a great thing for me. So, Diane, I really appreciate that. I will send you that text with that information later today. And I appreciate you doing the review if you're listening. And so we've got our first caller here on the line. Right, let's see what's going on. Are you there? Can you hear me? Hey, are you there?
Oh, yeah. My name is Ed.
Oh, hey, Ed. How you doing?
I called several months ago and asked about grab bars.
Uh-huh.
Grab bars. And I live in a great house, do you say? And I have really pristine up and down, two family in St. Louis Hills.
Sure.
And I think, man, if I put grab bars across that great stuff, it's going to mess up great stuff. Do you say?
Yeah.
Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
But are you with me?
Yeah, I am.
I could move downstairs, do you see, because I'm 73, and because I want to, you know, I'm kind of a lone wolf, do you see?
Uh-huh.
I live in a great house. My son's going to get it after I die. I'm in a great house. But what you just said about how lucky you are.
Do I know?
But what do you see? Because I like Mr. Mosby.
Sure.
He's in Kirkwood. But do you see?
Mm-hmm.
But I also like the people at Eckerd's Farms. Do you see? And this is, but to get it from Mosby's to the peach, but I'll tell you, I never met Bob Hyland.
Okay.
But do you?
I haven't either.
But neither did I, because I'm 73. But people who met him said he wanted the best for this community. Are you with me?
Yeah, no, I am. And I think that's what I was kind of trying to talk about, the same thing with Scott Mosby and his wife, Judy, of wanting the best for all the people out there, the community, just everything that you do. And I think when you're that way, great things just happen for you and around you, and all the other pieces just kind of come together. So when you have a company and you try and do all these great things, all the good results just come with it. So you don't necessarily focus on trying to get the good results as much as you do trying to have a great company culture, do the right stuff, and do all that. It sounds like that garden place is the exact same way. So, hey, Ed, I appreciate the call. We got to get into our first break. It's 11:15. I can't run out of time here. So we're going to take a break, and I appreciate that call from Ed. And everyone else, feel free to give us a call, 314-436-7900. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on KMOX. Now, once again, Rich Orris.
All right, guys, we are back, having a great time. Want to thank Ed for those wonderful comments and remind everybody we got a lot of show here, a long weekend for you to take advice and work on your homes and get those honey-do lists taken care of, done, things you might need to do, anything around your house. Feel free to give me a call, 314-436-7900. And before the break, when I was talking about that wonderful phone call I had on the way in with Diane and the kind of how she was complimenting and all the different things. So what I forgot to do is, so the Rid-X recipe. So that is something that Scott Mosby had talked about years back, 4 years, as he did the show for, I don't know how long he was on the air here, like 28, almost 30 years, and just promoted. And if you think about the Riddex product and how the bacterial enzymes break down the waste in septic tanks and septic systems and everything, and you put that down your waste and it'll help keep that septic system healthy. Well, if you had some of that same stuff just inside the pipes inside your house, it's just a great thing to kind of eat away at the little sludge and stuff that gets inside those pipes. So the recipe, what you want to do this, basically what we recommend is the powdered formula. You take 1 tablespoon of the Riddex powder, put it into a glass of warm water, mix it up, do 8 to 16 ounces is fine. Mix it up real good and just pour one of those down all your sink drains, the bathroom drain, the kitchen drain. You can do the toilet, the bathtub. Just pour it in there. Let it work. Let it do its thing. It's completely harmless to your pipes. It won't hurt anything, but it will help kind of keep the sides of those pipes a little more clear and clean and eat away some of the stuff that gets caked up. And if it's consistent, you do this like once. Well, so what Scott would recommend is 4 times a year, basically do it every quarter. So if you do this religiously, it will help keep everything clear and hopefully help keep clogs and all of that from happening inside those pipes down the road. So it's a great thing to do and take care of. And just the maintenance on your home in general is so important. I've spoken so many times over the years about really just, I know, and we're in the remodeling business. This is could sound a little counterintuitive to what I'm doing on a daily basis, but we also here at Mosby, we do a lot of repairs and maintenance type items for clients. And so I always really try and convey out there the importance of keeping up with the maintenance on your home. That can be just as important as keeping up with updating your home and having current looks and all of that. I remember shopping for houses early on with my wife, and we were shopping for our first starter home together in North County, and we're looking at all these different homes. And what I really remember the most with, so my wife is not in this industry. I walk in, I'm looking at things like, I could totally fix that hole in the floor. You know, like that's, to me, it's not a big deal. She's a nurse. She can do a lot of medical things and understands a lot of things, but doesn't understand the home and sees a hole in the floor and goes, okay, we're done with this one. And I'm like, that's actually not so bad to fix. Like I can do that. And so, but thinking of just the general maintenance, we would walk into a home that was absolutely outdated, but it was clean. It was kept together. It looked good. You could tell the people cared about the home. So then my wife, the nurse, would be like, this one seems great. And I'm like, I actually like the one with the hole in the floor because it was less and it was bigger and I can fix the hole in the floor. And of course, you know the saying, right? Happy wife, happy life. Buy the home that she's happy with, because you'll just be better off in the long run, right? In keeping everybody happy, and something I've been working on for a lot of years here. But and I do tell you guys, it is a great theory and it does help and it does work. So I would definitely recommend that. And I want to remind everybody, anything you're looking for houses, you're shopping, you're thinking of things, you've got maybe honey-do list you're working on this weekend, again, feel free to give us a call in. We got plenty of time today, 2 full hours, 314-436-7900. And I want to go over a little bit of what we had last week, because we had some really great different calls, questions, and conversations on a lot of different things. From we had John call in, who we kind of went over a bathroom exhaust fan that was leaking, and had a we also had a great conversation with James about the pros and cons of tearing down a house and rebuilding a new home, which we see happens all the time. And a lot of people, as you're looking and thinking about remodeling, these are some of the things that get contemplated at the same time as, well, do I, instead of remodeling, if my project gets so big, when do I just stop, tear this house down and build an entire new house? Or when do I move versus remodeling? That is definitely a conversation that we have, I would say, almost on a daily basis, probably on a daily basis amongst all of the consultants here at Mosby Building Arts that go out, maybe not a daily basis for me every day, but it is definitely a conversation that happens a lot with moving. And I can say what I hear a lot also when people that own homes and consider remodeling think about the budget to remodel, one of the most common ways I hear them come up with their own kind of budget in their mind is kind of the house-to-house formula. I own a house. Let's say it's worth $250,000. I've gone house shopping, and I've seen some houses that could work for me. And let's say the ones I've seen and said, hey, that would be okay, is $450,000. So now we have this $200,000 budget that says, if you could do what all I want for $200,000, I could be just as happy and not have to move everything and get through all my stuff and perform work on the old house to get it ready to sell. And then if you get into the new house and it has things that need to happen, then you got to get that stuff fixed up, remodeled, whatever needs to happen. But, and that is a common budget equation factor that people come up with. It doesn't always work, and that's okay, but it is just the most common way that I hear people going, yep, this is what I'm thinking about, and this is my logic to how it works. So we talk about the pros and cons of, should you tear your house down and rebuild? Should you not? What are some of those different things? We have those conversations all the time. So, hey, we've got Ann on the line calling in. Let's go to Ann and see what's happening. Are you there, Ann?
Yes, I am. I have a drop ceiling in the bathroom with fluorescent bulbs above.
Uh-huh.
And it went out. So I can't get up on the ladder anymore. So I called a gentleman, and he came in and put two new long bulbs in the ceiling, and it worked fine. Well, it worked for about maybe a month, and then one day the lights went out. And I thought, oh, well, I guess they're the switch or something, you know. So I flipped the switch, and it came on again after such a long time. And when I went out, I turned it off. Well, since then, it works. Every time I go in, the light will go on. But if I'm in there long enough, the lights go out again. Can you tell me what's going on? Will I have to get an electrician?
So I would say you don't necessarily have to have an electrician, but what I think you need to do is replace the actual fixture.
On the wall.
On the ceiling. If the switch is on and it's going off just after so much time and having issues like that, my first guess is you could still try and change the switch itself, but I think your problem is going to be in the actual fixture, and there's kind of a low volt ballast in there that changes the power level to the fluorescent light bulbs, and those go bad.
Oh.
And they can be replaced, just that part, but it's typically easier in the same amount of time and trouble to just pull the whole fixture down, take it off the wire, and just buy a new type of fixture and put it up in there above that drop ceiling. And the other advantage in replacing that fixture is you can get an LED fixture that, depending on how much your usage of that light is, it could last 7, 10, 12, 15 years without burning out, just depending on how much you use it. So the LEDs would last a very long time.
Okay. Well, I live alone, so I can't do anything like that. But I will have to have an electrician come in and put that new part in.
Yep. I would say, call an electrician. And if you describe to them what's happening, they'll probably have a good heads up on what to do once they get there. But that would be my thing, is I think it's in your fixture. It's just old. The ballast is going bad, and it's just time to change and get a new fixture, and you can upgrade to LED and get it taken care of.
That sounds exactly right. Well, a friend told me that sometimes he said he had heard that there's something in the lighting that gets too warm, and that's when they go out.
So that is true in a lot of we see it a lot in can lights, the round circular can lights that are flush with the ceiling, and had the halogen bulbs, that happens a lot on that type of fixture. The fluorescent lights do not get very hot, so I don't think it's heat doing it. Because those bulbs don't get as hot as a halogen bulb would have from years ago. And the LEDs don't get hot either.
Okay.
They're just warm.
You've given me my answer. I'll call an electrician. And
perfect.
I'll have it fixed. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Sure, yeah. No problem. The only other thing I'd throw in there for Ann is... if you want to call Mosby Building Arts and ask for a reference to anyone, a plumber, an electrician, a different type of things, we have a good group that we work with all the time that we've worked with for years. So you can call our office at 314-909-1800 and get a recommendation to a great electrician that I've used for about 20 years.
They'll
treat
so
you good.
Helpful. Thank you.
You're
welcome. I have had Mosby at my home to put some storm doors in.
Oh, nice.
So I know I can depend on them. So thank you very much. I'll do that.
Perfect. I appreciate it. And for everybody, we are going to get into our middle hour break here. So hold the line, Doris, and I'll get to you as soon as we return. For everybody else, plenty of time. 314-436-7900 finds me right here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Voice of St. Louis, News Radio 1120, KMOX.
All right, here we are. We're back, and as promised, everybody, we've got plenty of time. Feel free to give me a call, 314-436-7900. We've got a whole another hour after the next segment, but for now, we've got Doris, kind enough to hold the line all the way through the break. So are you there, Doris? Can you hear me?
I'm here. Hey,
thanks for calling. What's happening?
Well, it's not home improvement. I have a light bulb that's out in the refrigerator part of my refrigerator.
Okay.
I've replaced it, but the light still doesn't come on. So I don't know what's wrong. The refrigerator works fine. It's still cooling and everything else. The light's on in the freezer, but not in the refrigerator.
Yeah, so it could be... it could be the little button switch that turns that light on and off, the sensor, and a lot of them now just have like sensors. But so it's either the sensor or the little switch that when you open that fridge, there's an item that triggers that light bulb to come on. And more than likely, that's what has gone bad. If the light bulb, I would say it doesn't hurt to try a second new light bulb, because if you've got a light bulb that's just bad, you could end up calling an appliance repairman, and he goes through all this and literally goes, well, that light bulb wasn't good. And you're like, but it was brand new. So I would say go ahead and maybe try another light bulb that's brand new just to double check, and don't even throw the first one away. If it still doesn't work, I think you're going to be into an appliance repairman to come out and take a look at that fridge and change that sensor or that switch that turns that light on and off.
Where is the switch that turns it on and off?
Well, so sometimes it might be just a sensor that's activated by the door opening or closing, or it's a little button that pushes in and out. So when you open the door, this little button kind of pops out. So it's usually around the edge of the door on the refrigerator somewhere, okay, or on the side of the door where it pushes up against the edge of the door. So it's usually on the hinge side of the door as it swings open.
Okay.
And it kind of just like a door switch. It pushes in, and when it pushes in, it turns off. And when it pops out, it turns it on.
All right. I will check that.
Okay.
Well, I thank you very much for your information.
Oh, you're very welcome. I thank you for the call. Great question. And, yeah, these are all things we could we can try and figure out. And also, I would tell people, too, getting into some of these other maintenance things around your home, we're all human, and none of us are perfect, and none of anybody that I know, including, I'm going to put myself right on that same bench, knows everything about everything. But when you reach out to this giant KMOX community and you have a question for an electrician or a plumber, I might bump into several things where I'm like, that's a tough one. And until I'm really in the middle of this, and then someone else might call in later if you keep listening and say, hey, here's a thought, because I've had this happen. If this isn't the right size, right? And so more experienced people that have experienced that exact thing going on might have more better information. And I love that about that whole community and appreciate it. And it's just like what I do at work. When we do this, in everything that I do, we have teams that work through stuff. So I'm relying on my project managers and my estimators and my designers and all these other peoples. And the designers might have an assistant that helps them accomplish everything that they need to do that's learning and coming up. And so we've got all these different teams. So we know and understand the different knowledge of this deep bench, and we could look at this bench and go, with over 140 people in this company, this deep bench, we probably have, I couldn't even guess, we should ask everybody sometime, but I'll bet we have 300 years of experience in the remodeling industry with all of these people, maybe more. So you can find your answer some way, somehow, getting to the right people. And that is really what works and is so good about this whole system. So, hey, I think the last segment always ends up a little short. So I think let's get to our last final break here. Jim, if you can hang on through this short break, we'll get to you as soon as we get back. And that way I can have a little more time for you. For everybody else, keep them coming. 314-436-7900. Stay tuned. We're here.
You're listening to The Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on KMOX. Now, once again, here's Rich Orris.
All right, everybody, we are back. And as promised, let's go straight to Jim and see what Jim has going on. Jim, you're the second one to hang on through the break for me. I really appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
For taking my call. I've got closet doors in this home that I have been in since 2011 or 12. Are those common? Can you say, I got one hall closet that when I
I'm constantly trying to rehang it on the rails, and it's, I don't know if there's an organization that services closet doors and things. I hear ads on the radio frequently about garage doors and things. Is there anything you can say that might give me some direction on how to proceed with correcting a closet door problem?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you're talking about a sliding closet door that's hanging from a track, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yep, and this is something that we've fixed before, too. I've done it with – Mosby gets involved with these a lot when they're pocket doors, because sometimes you got to get inside the wall with a pocket door where the door goes into the wall. With yours, you don't really need to get inside the wall, because if it's just the two sliding doors that come across, you can access the whole track and everything. But what I would recommend doing is just changing out. You can buy a whole new track with new rollers, everything to that, and they come in, you know, 4 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot lengths, and you can cut them to the down to the size you need, and install a whole new track system at the top of that, and you can install the new wheels, everything, onto the existing doors, so you don't have to change the actual doors unless you want to. You can reuse them, reinstall them. You can even put the new guide on the floor to hold them where they need to go and get those doors working again and rolling fine. I'm suspect that it's just an older system, that the wheels are wearing out. It's just wore out. Sometimes if you take enough time on a DIY side, you can find just new wheels that might work, but that takes a little time to go shopping and take the wheels with you and try and find new ones that match. To someone working on like an hourly rate, it's just as easy to pay more, get the whole track, fix the whole thing one time. It's quicker and you're through it and you won't have any problems later.
Is this something that might be a lot of expense with, or is it, if it's just the hall closet that seems to be causing me the problem, might I be looking at a more modest charge on that?
Yeah, I mean, I would think, and as far as the cost to do something like that, there's going to be a lot that relies upon the type of company that you get to perform the work. Because there's people from just a handyman that just does his own thing to a company that's a handyman service, and then on up through remodelers. Like our company, Mosby Building Arts, is full design, build, full service company. We will be more than a handyman company. A handyman that doesn't work for a handyman company, does it on his own, will be less than the handyman company. It's going to go up as you grow in the type of company that you find in the service that you're after. So if you can find a handyman, they can probably be very qualified to do that, and it might be half the cost of a company like Mosby Building Arts, full service design build company. But we may end up being more reliable in showing up when we say and getting it done and getting through the process and finalizing everything for you, is where I hear a lot of complaints with smaller companies and with handyman that, well, they said they would do it and I said okay, and then I haven't heard from him. It's been 3 months. Where is he? I keep calling him. And so there's frustration on the end of, if you can finally get it done and not have the frustration, it'd be great. If you can finally get it done and have a little frustration, but it's half the cost, then that might be good too. Understand where I'm kind of taking that?
Yes, I appreciate the show and the new information that for me to digest now and think about. And
sure,
I anticipate in the next 5 or 6 months I'll make a decision. In the meantime, yeah, I think I'll just live with the problem for a little bit longer and kind of cogitate on this.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. We appreciate the show and everything about the KMOX programming. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you are very, very welcome. And I would just say, yeah, this is definitely a task that a lot of people can handle, that this is a perfect task for a handyman type service to take care of. It's really a matter of what type of service do you want to get delivered as you have things performed. And that's something that we run into often, that I've got someone I'm visiting. I think it's next week. I called this week and just had a quick conversation about their project and what's going on, and they had some other things. So they had a little bit of storm damage that they were getting repaired, and they've got all these little projects from the storm that they've had all these different people doing, and they're kind of burnt out and they're kind of frustrated, and they're just wanting to get that whole repair list done and completed, and like, I want that behind me. And now I'm going there to look at their kitchen and their master bathroom. But the story is, well, I'm talking to you because I don't want this bigger project to go like those smaller projects did. I need somebody that can perform service and make it easy on me, and I'll have peace of mind, and I'll have a great warranty, and I get through the whole process in a very easy, happy way. And that, imagine going through a kitchen remodel and having all the issues of these smaller projects, and especially when it's either your main bathroom, or most houses only have one kitchen. There are some that may have two, but when you have one kitchen, you don't want your kitchen job to stretch out any longer than it has to. I think everyone out there would agree with that. And so when you are going through that, when you have all these hiccups and issues and the wrong countertops show up and all this happens, you're either having to settle for something you didn't know about and didn't want, or you have to then go through longer timelines to get these things resolved and worked out. And so those are all the frustrations that we've seen throughout this industry. And when we look at the industry and say, well, what can make it better? Better communication, better just showing up, and better production schedules, and having your own people to do a great majority of the work so that you're not reliant on a bunch of subcontractors that could or might not show up. And you don't really have absolute control over that, because they're going to come when they can, and they're like, well, I can do it here, I could do it there. And I've often talked to people about, as we're scheduling these jobs out, if there's jobs that may not get started for 4, 5, 6 months that we're waiting on, that's harder to schedule than right away. Because if you're trying to deal with somebody and say, yep, I can start that 4 months from now, well, what happens between that time and those 4 months, and how busy do they get in those 4 months, and does that affect their start date and everything? So there's a lot to happen for all these projects and figure out. So, hey, I reassure everybody out there, we do our best with it. We try what we can, and hopefully I can give you some great advice on the same type of things here today. Feel free. We've got another hour coming up. 314-436-7900 is where you're going to find me. You're going to love it. We'll get through some questions, some answers. We'll have a lot of fun. We're going to go to our hour break, and we'll be right back.